Blessing you, Lord, for granting us hope again, joy again, victory again. Lord, our joy is made complete in you. Therefore, release the word of hope that we may know that nothing, absolutely nothing, shall separate us from the love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Speak in your power. Strengthen our weaknesses. Embolden our fear. Guide us, O Lord, that our faith in you may never waver in the face of every anxiety, uncertainty, confusion, and fear. But Lord, in all this, may we know today and always that we are given more than conquerors. Through Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen. Let me see that.
Enjoy most is the confidence that no matter what happens, your parents will always continue to love you. I think I'm right. Every child has that confidence, that assurance that no matter what happens, that mommy and daddy are there to love, care, protect, and provide for them. No matter what's happening. That's why our children, especially when they are younger, every child sees their mom and dad as the wealthiest people on the earth. The most powerful. That they can do anything. That they can do anything for them. That's why if your children grow up are like mine, grow up, they go to school and are told to bring money. Even they tell them on Monday that they should bring money on Friday. Well, sometimes they won't even tell you on Monday. Money will tell you on Tuesday. They may even tell you Friday morning. You know what I'm saying? That they dress up for school, eat it, they're ready to go. That they say we should bring 10,000. And why they're saying that, what are they waiting for? Go into the house and they do what? In the 10,000. First, they're concerned, I don't get the words that I'm giving you long notice. Because each time you call from a line, you get what? The money is there. That's our children. The zero that the love that mom and daddy have for them is there. They can do anything. No fears. They believe that nothing can take them away from that love. I'm so read from Romans chapter 8, and we consider verses 35 and 37. Romans 8, 35 and 37. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? 37. Nay, all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Our children believe that of the parents. Nothing. Once they are home, they feel protected and secure. Is that true? They are hungry when they are at school. They are hungry whenever they are in fact. When they visit aunties and other people and uncles, well, if they give them food, they don't give them well, they will manage, they will know. Once they get home, that all shall be well. And so, when we read from Matthew's Gospel, telling us the story of Jesus at his birth, Matthew chapter 1, when we read from verse 21, it says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What am I trying to say here? What's the connection? The man Jesus, the baby Jesus, the son Jesus, the savior Jesus, whatever you call him, for how you call him, came only for a reason, to showcase the love of God for you and I. And so he says, Jesus himself, in John chapter 3, verse 16, and we'll all read it together, John to that. Y'all bless us to all together.
Confusion.
I said that wasn't enough. people were afraid what had happened. The disciples were told about their business. As we know the story, two of them, Cleopas and his friend, were going to their house, and Jesus appeared there and was discussing with them. You hear what one of them said? We are so worried. What has happened? This man that came and talked, our master, then. And he said, we even thought, I hope you remember that, that he will be the one that will bring the hope. That is, it's no longer what they hope, it's what they thought. They were so anxious, so much confusion, that the hope of Jesus bringing salvation was what? Lost. Because he said, we thought. We thought he was. So as far as they are concerned, seeing how it went, but it's over. They were so anxious, so much confusion, that even when Jesus rose from the dead, showed up, and they saw him, one of them said, oh, I saw what happened on Thursday. I saw what happened on Friday. I knew he was buried. I saw the weight of the stone that was used to close the tomb. Don't tell me he is risen. I won't believe on the Lord. Not just see. Take my fingers right here and right there. And make sure I put that until I see that. I will never fear confusion and anxiety. As far as God there thought was concerned, that was not going to happen. Well, let me see and say, well, anxiety and fear. Everybody was running away. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with this Jesus. The angel of love of God, who came that we might have life and abundance, who says, God loves you so much, and through me, he is manifesting that love. And now we are seeing God's love, not dying, but dead. Are you with me? God's love, dead. Everybody went up, hide. People were, they had everything they were wearing that made them their boss. And I show you, everybody, not just remove what they were, if there is any hanging of Jesus in their homes, what do you think they need? Everybody will go and take it away and tell your children, if you ever tell them that this man is not standing here, in him, listen. Fear, confusion, anxiety, what do we do? Oh, but God be the glory that it didn't end Thursday night, but it didn't end Friday morning, but it didn't end Friday evening, but it didn't end Friday night, but it didn't end Saturday morning, but it didn't end Saturday evening, but it didn't Sunday morning. Oh, and everybody was so upset. Everybody was so worried. Everybody was so confused. For it was only a woman who said, well, we don't know what has happened. Whatever it is, let us go. After all, I have no husband, I have no son, I have nothing. If going here will cause my death. But whatever it is, but this man, when he was alive, he did a lot of miracles. I have now many who have no evil state because of him. Well, what else? What would my life ever have been? Let me go down and just pour some oil on that tomb. Let it be what I will do. And she was just going there and going there and going there. By the time she was done, less than 30 minutes later, this woman was running. Became the first evangelist, declaring, Peter, come here, John, come here. Is alive. He rose from the dead. The glorious Easter morning, which we represent as celebrate today, took away fear. Oh, no wonder Paul, understanding that, comes back to us this morning and said, what shall separate us from the love of God in Christ? Oh, yes, he was arrested. Oh, yes, he was beaten. Oh, yes, he was messed with. Oh yes, it was insulted. Everybody did what they could. But that wasn't enough to separate us from the love of God. God did not say it was too much. Okay, I can continue. Oh, that love was even more better, refresher, more certain, more enveloped. We can now see the love of God from which nothing can separate you. Nothing, nothing, nothing whatsoever. People of God, I believe that even more so, 2020 years ago, that's what we are representing today. We are reminding ourselves today. We are celebrating what happened 2020 years ago. You remember that, right? That's what we are celebrating, the job. But just look at it. There was no vision. Before the job, there was no vision. There was anxiety. Oh, there was fear. But again, as I just told you a few minutes ago, Thursday wasn't the end of it. Friday wasn't the end of it. Saturday wasn't the end of it. Oh, but there was the Sunday morning, the first day of the week. Oh, 2020. Since the end of 2019 in some part of the world, beginning in 2020, till even this hour, people of God, there is anxiety, isn't it?
Yes.
There is anxiety, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, there is confusion. There is fear. We don't even know what to do. Sitting down here, we don't even know who has coronavirus. Do we? What is even sure? We don't even know. Oh, I just said, says there is no case. Who is sure? How many people have been tested? Not even sure. I just said we have 300 soldiers. Who is even sure? How many have been tested? The government says they are looking for 5,000 people 2 weeks ago that track it. They have not seen them yet. Who is even sure? How are we sure that we are safe? You don't have to be sure that we are safe. Oh, the same thing we are saying now. Disciples were saying Thursday. Oh, they were saying Friday. They were saying Saturday. They never knew there was coming a Sunday. And the Sunday! And every man will go to say, it is raised. Let me tell you what God has said today. No matter the fear, no matter the anxiety, no matter the confusion, no matter how much we can't understand, the incapability of every government, even the highest and the most powerful, all those are waiting for the Easter Sunday. And that Easter Sunday is coming soon. That Easter Sunday is here. Why is it so? Because nothing, no virus can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And if you are saying amen to that. So, love of God, the pandemic has not come to dampen our faith. It has come to strengthen us. Did you hear what I said? God is not unaware of it. He has come to strengthen our faith, our bond together, strengthen us as one. Before the pandemic, if you turn any international news, oh, America was quarreling with China on who would be the superpower economically and all that. America was threatening Iran. I'm sure you can get that news. Oh, Britain and the rest of the European world were fighting about Brexit. For the last 2 months, have you ever heard about Brexit?
No.
Have you? Anything between America and China in terms of power tussle?
No.
Oh, America and Iran, any problem again?
No.
Do you even hear of Boko Haram anymore in Nigeria?
No.
Oh, nobody's now worried about that. Everybody's now worried about the pandemic. Oh, come on, we are all one now. And we?
Yes.
Chasing one enemy. To God be the glory. People of God, in all the confusion, when we think we know too much, when we think everything is in our hands, God tells us, hey, my love is all you need. In all the hatred, all the bickering, all the fighting, all the quarrel, all the hatred in this world, they must see the Easter morning when the love of God will overshadow and overpower everything. So I want to assure you here this morning, I don't know what you are struggling with in life. Some of us may be hungry. Hey, we are asked to sit at home. There's no money, no food, no future. But I want to assure you, your future is not in the hands of your salary there. Your future is the Easter morning.
Yes,
stop listening to me. It's not what you do that sustains your life. It's who you serve that sustains your life. Are you with me? It's not who you work for. It is the Jesus around you that sustains your life. Your livelihood is not on the salary or the business that Jesus alone is love. And that is Christian blessing.
I want to assure every one of you, you want to survive the pandemic?
Are you sure?
Yes.
The greatest pandemic is not coronavirus. The greatest pandemic is sin, the world and the devil. Someone listen to me now. We all, we will survive coronavirus. There's no doubt about that. Let us all prepare ourselves to survive sin virus. Takana said, let us know that. That Jesus is risen. Sin is defeated. Confusion is clear. The virus has been given its place. Because I know by the power of God, we all move in obedience to His will. This Egypt, that Egyptian that we are afraid of today, when we look back to see them, let us move forward. By the time we come back, they will be survived by the Red Sea. I don't know what it is. One thing is supreme. Know, believe, accept. Be rest assured that Jesus is still on the throne. He is no longer in the tomb. He is alive. He is alive. Tell your neighbor, my Lord Jesus is alive. Oh, tell someone else, my Lord Jesus is alive. Oh, then all fear is gone. Oh, say it back to him. All fear is gone. Together to know that we have how many enemies?
One.
How many enemies?
One.
the same. Let us unite as one body in thoughts, in desire, as a church of God. Let us unite to fight one enemy. This season, Jesus is risen. Your brother is no longer the problem. Your sister has never been a spiritual problem. The enemy is. But that enemy in Christ is what? Destroyed. And victory is ours. Therefore, don't focus on Thursday. Get your mind away from Friday. Saturday is God. Today is Sunday. The Lord Jesus is risen. And all that hinders you from being who God has said to be, they have been thrown away. The new life in you is risen. And you shall become what God said to be, to his honor and glory. Remember, he says, in verse 27 of Romans 8, in all these things, we are not at work. We are not just victors. We are not even just conquerors. But they are what?
All
the conquerors. For God in Christ holds us. We are not moving by faith, not by what we see. Be steady. Be encouraged. Be prepared. Be emboldened. For Jesus is risen. When there is Easter morning, Friday and Thursday is a place to be forgotten. Forget the Thursday. Forget the Friday. Remember now the Sunday. Focus on Sunday. But with Christ risen, your future and eternity is guaranteed. In Him alone, we live and have our being. The Lord is risen, therefore, nothing shall separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. In Him alone, becomes the Lord and your Savior. Let us pray now.
Let us pray. Let us pray.
Nine.